Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what we don't hear thrown around anymore at Penguins headquarters? Winning a Stanley Cup right now. And guess what? I'm giving them kudos for that. This is a kudos moment for me.
Those are hard to come by.
They get it.
Well, I think they hopefully they got it a while ago, Pony, and they're just now publicly saying
get it.
That they get it.
I believe, and we'll take some calls on this to start at 412-928-9370. I think the Penguins are closer to winning a playoff series than the Steelers are to winning a playoff game. Because I think the Penguins have their heart and minds now are in the right place. Dubas said this when he talked before Muse was hired. They're trying to build a contender. Yes, they have a weirdly put together roster because there's Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, Erik Karlsson, Brian Rust. And then you have these young guys that are coming up through the system. But Kyle Dubas and Dan Muse today were talking like Rome is not built in a day. He won't put a time frame on winning. These aren't the Pittsburgh Penguins we're used to talking about or hearing from in the Sidney Crosby era. Whereas the Steelers are dead set on, can we just get in? Let's try to build a team that's like the 10th or 11th best team in football. And if we can do that, give us a chip in a chair in the NFL playoffs, and maybe we'll be able to shock the world, get lucky, a quarterback gets hurt, or, you know, the sun shines on a dog's ass once, and we somehow beat Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, or Lamar Jackson. That's their plan. That's a sucky plan. The Penguins have to execute the plan, but I like the state of the Penguins better than I like the state of the Steelers right now, Chris.
I think the Penguins have a more realistic outlook on where they stand relative to their peers, but that doesn't mean I necessarily think they have a better chance to win in the playoffs before the Steelers, because they have to win four times as many games to actually win a playoff series, and the NFL does have enough injuries that the situation you just described can absolutely happen, and has happened, where a team just either has a great day on the right day or the other team's quarterback goes down with an injury and it completely changes the calculus. But
they don't have really better odds of that than everybody else. They could be beset by the bad injury luck. They could lose T.J. Watt. They could lose Aaron Rodgers.
What would losing T.J. Watt do for them, really?
Well, their win-loss record when he doesn't play is horrible.
But in the we're talking about a playoff win, saying. Yeah, what would losing T.J. Watt do in the playoffs? They've lost him in games that he's actually shown up in.
Correct.
Played.
They've given up on average 41 points per game in those situations.
I just think that it's still easier when you play the numbers game for the Steelers to win, but I think if your point is overall that the Penguins, at least from a prod point, seem to have come to grips with their reality and are at least trying to exist within that new reality, I think that that's true. I think that's right. And what I would hope is that despite them avoiding the rebuild word or avoiding things like what Dan Muse just said right there and laying out sort of the this is a period of transition in explicit terms, I would hope that on some level they've been doing this behind the scenes and sort of setting up chairs behind the scenes for a while towards this end. I would hope that they just didn't suddenly come in the last month plus to the realization that this just isn't workable anymore.
No, I think that Dubas has thought that way probably since the first year ended, but in some ways he's been stuck between a rock and a hard place. Now it's a rock and a hard place of his own doing because he made the Erik Karlsson trade, the Ryan Graves signing, and the Tristan Jarry signing, so he made his situation worse, but he's at least got a shovel trying to dig out of it. The Steelers are in it, and they're like, we're cool with it.
Well, I think because the Penguins are not run by some sort of owner that we all can like pinpoint, I still always forget the guy's name who's the centerpiece there. The ownership group there just wants to make money. Art Rooney still is the guy who thinks, like, if we do it our way, if we do it Mike's way, we can have anything happen in a one-game tournament.
Smart football fans, smart sports fans all say the same thing. The worst place to be is the middle. The Steelers are consistently trying to cobble together a team that's slightly better than the middle. It's not a realistic contender. When I say the Penguins are closer to winning a playoff series, it's because I think they've got a better plan to become a contender than the Steelers do. Now, the Steelers might, I think it's possible this year, they might trip and fall and get there by accident because Aaron Rodgers stinks and they have their first losing season with Mike Tomlin, but it's not their, like, secret goal. That's not their actual plan.
It would be a complete happy accident.
You know what I think the Penguins' tacit plan is? I think the Penguins' tacit plan is to like have one of the worst records in the NHL this year and see if the lottery ball goes their way again and they get the McKenna kid who's like considered the next great prospect. I think that that's what they're trying to do.
Pretty smart.
And I applaud. Yes,
pretty
I applaud
smart strategy
them for it.
When that's defined your franchise since before I was born and I am 40 years old. Winning the lottery two times has given them a generation each time of greatness, relevance, and sold-out buildings for the most part because people love the style of hockey.
With the two teams we're talking about, everything good has come from something bad. They got Joe Green, Terry Bradshaw, and Franco Harris because they sucked. The Penguins got Mario, and then they got Sid, Gino, Fleury, and Stahl because they sucked. It pays to lose. The Penguins finally get that. The Steelers don't get that. You know I have a very soft spot for Nick Wright because he's one of my best friends. So I have a clip from Nick from his podcast. Now, I'm very biased because I love Nick. I want you two guys to spot the lies in this take from him on the way the Steelers went about their business for 2025.
I think Pittsburgh made a mistake. I know Steeler fans probably are not going to want to hear this. I would have actually gone the opposite and I would have started fresh, so to speak. Would not have traded for DK Metcalf. I still would have traded away George Pickens. I would not give TJ Watt a new contract. I think you could get a first round pick and something for TJ Watt. Probably would have said Mason Rudolph, take the reins, buddy. And I would have gone into next year with multiple first round picks, multiple second round picks, my own bad pick because I'm a team that doesn't have TJ Watt or George Pickens or DK Metcalf and Mason Rudolph is my starting quarterback. And I would say we're having a 1 year reset and we're cleaning all our books up. We're getting young. We're going to crush the draft and we're going to have a franchise quarterback. I think they are going to give TJ Watt a new contract and they signed Aaron Rodgers. Fingers crossed, hope against hope, we can go 11-8, sneak into the playoffs, win a playoff game, lose in round two. The goal is to break this damn near decade long streak of not winning a playoff game.
So what did he get wrong?
They wouldn't get a first and something else for Watt.
Yeah, so there's like a couple of like details there, like specifics
broad,
that I think.
Broad strokes are what you played that for, and broad strokes are correct. They should try to do all that. The thing I would ask Nick, because I think I know where he stands on this, because generally I've heard him browbeat you about this and tell you that you're wrong, and you guys argue about it like two best friends who spent their entire lives together arguing about sports takes. I would imagine Nick feels that Mike is still the right guy to take
Yes, he has Mike as a top five head coach in the NFL.
Yeah, I think it would be awesome if they were to do all that stuff or if they had done all that stuff, if they were to trade TJ Watt, like it would show this bold new direction they were willing to take for 1 year in service of the greater good of the franchise. There's no reason, given Mike's post-Ben track record, to think that he would say, draft the quarterback that he and the general manager and the owner all thought was the best choice because they'd probably have access to that guy at that point.
The only thing missing there
was there's no situation where they draft that player like Sellers or Nussmeier, and then Mike says, "All right, Rook, I'm going to trust you. Let's grow together here."
The only thing that I think was missing in there is if he had included trading Tomlin to like the Bears in this offseason.
But he doesn't feel the same way about Mike that you do because Nick is technically, despite his close connection with you,
Donnie,
a national voice.
React,
nationally, people feel one kind of way about
react
him.
To that in, I mean, just the directions of both the hockey team and the football team here, if you will.
I mean, in terms of what Nick said, yeah, I mean, besides some little details in there, that's the plan that I wanted them to go by as well. I mean, that was the reason why I was pounding the Rudolph drum. It wasn't that I thought Mason Rudolph would have some heroic season and take...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Steelers back to heights that they haven't seen in a
How
while.
How about him saying this is not what Steelers fans want to hear? They don't want to hear that they should take a one-year reset and take a step backwards. I don't think he's right about that.
I do still think it's split at best. Like, I don't think... You know,
you think
not,
most fans want to go 11-8?
I think fans, when they're in the heat of the moment, they want the team to compete, and that's what the Steelers always do.
But we're not in the heat of the moment right now. We're in June. I agree with him in September when the games start, but I think right now is a different story.
But what matters is what he said, because right now it's very easy for a lot of people out there to listen and say, yeah, man, I'm glad Nick's talking sense. This team should abandon this like ridiculous pursuit of a playoff win, because even that's hard to come by. And then like Donnie is laying out, get those people in the stadium with like 3 or 4 IC Light pounders in them, and they're screaming their heads off.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, like, I think the people out there are of two minds. It's just very hard. Let me put it this way. It's very hard to be a fan of a team that's been good for your whole life. If you're like 25, you've really never seen bad football that you saw and recognized while you were watching it, and say, intellectually and emotionally, I am prepared for my team to be horrible for a year in service of the idea that they'll be better.
412-928-9370. Let's come back with calls. You have the head coach of the Penguins saying today the team is in a period of transition. He's not going to put any time frame on winning. The Penguins are admitting that they are rebuilding.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.